Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of how to put on the armor of God. Every believer is to put on the armor of God so they can stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." This is written to the brethren. That means it's for all believers in Jesus Christ. We are to be strong in the Lord. To be strong is the word endunamo, which means to be empowered within. And this is in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. So every believer is to be empowered within. And it's in the middle voice, indicating that the subject is doing the action and receiving the benefit of the action. So therefore, it literally says to be empowering yourself by acquiring power, to have power within, so you are inwardly strengthened. In a very simple statement, the believer has been commanded to do something, to be empowering himself in order that he might have power within. Verse 10 goes on to say that we're to be strong in the Lord. And the Lord is Jesus, and he is the Word of God, so we're going to be empowered in the Lord through the Word of God in us. We talked about in Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:16, where the covenant that he's made with us in these days, he takes his word, his spiritual laws, and puts it and writes it in our heart and in our mind. And as the word is written in our heart and written in our mind, it produces the power of God resonant within us. And then it says in the power of his might. The word power is kratos, which means a manifested power. And might is ischus, which means a forceful, mighty, prevailing power manifest out of us. So when we talk about the phrase in the power of his might, it means to be actively manifesting the power of his mighty prevailing force. Therefore, in verse 10, God is commanding all believers to be continually inwardly empowering themselves through the word of God written in our heart and mind, releasing the manifested power of God through his mighty prevailing force. And the way we do this is verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The whole armor, remember, as we talked about the word for that, panoplia, made up of two Greek words, pos, meaning all or every, and hoplon, meaning weapon, armor, or tool of war. The whole armor refers to all weapons and armor necessary for the believer to arm himself for war. This is spiritual armor against a spiritual enemy. And remember, in Romans 13:12, it's called the armor of light. And 2 Corinthians 6:7, it's called the armor of righteousness. And this is something that we're to put on. Remember, the word put on is enduo, which means to enter into something through the sense of sinking into a garment or into clothes. The word enduo is translated clothed in verses in the New Testament. So we are going to be putting on God's clothes, so to speak, or spiritual clothes through the Word of God in us. Now, many people have been taught, and we pointed out this in the previous broadcast, many have been taught that the believers to rise up every morning and pray to put the armor of God on day after day. That is incorrect. We put it on through the Word of God. As the Word gets in us, that causes the armor to be put on, not through prayer. And once we have the armor of God on, then we pray the Word of God with that armor, which is the Word of God. Remember that putting on of the armor of God is a process, because it's accomplished through the Word of God put and written in one's heart and mind. It's going to be a process little by little. The more Word you have in you puts more of the armor on the believer. So it's a process through progressive knowledge of the Word of God. At the same time, remember that as the Word of God comes in our heart, the devil would like to take it out. The only way the armor could be taken off in an area is if a believer gives place to the temptation of the devil, allowing him to take the word out of his heart. And also the result of having put on the whole armor of God is you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the tricks of the devil. Remember, the phrase "may be able" is in the present tense, denoting continuous repeated action, and the word "able" is dunamis, meaning power. That means that we will have the power to stand against the enemy continually and repeatedly. And the word "stand" means to actively stand and be established in a specific state or condition, not a passive standing, but an active standing, so that we'll be able to stand against all of the wiles of the devil. We talked about the wiles, or all of his methods, his deceptive devices, his tricks, his strategies to try to bring you into bondage. Remember, the word wiles means his tricks, his cunning, deceptive devices, his methods, his strategies designed to entrap you through sin to bring you into bondage. With the armor of God on, we're going to be able to overcome all of his wiles. But without the armor of God on, you will not be able to stand successfully against his deceptive tactics. Then we talked about verse 12, where it says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The word wrestle is pele, meaning to contend, as in a struggle for mastery. Or we're going to struggle against and fight against the enemy in the spirit for mastery over him. Remember that our wrestling is not against people, but it's against the evil spirits operating in the heavenlies. We deal with principalities, which are chief rulers that rule over other evil spirits, powers that are jurisdictional authorities that have rule over territories, rulers of the darkness of this world, which are world rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. These are spirits of wickedness that are operating from the heavenlies under Satan, who's the prince of the power of the air. Now, with the whole armor of God on, we can wrestle effectively against these evil spirits, and we can see the purpose of putting on the whole armor of God is so that we can prevail against Satan and all of his evil spirits, regardless of where they are, whether they're in the heavenlies or whether we're dealing with them in our own life. Then in verse 13 it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand." The word "take" is analambete, which means a self-prompted taking hold of or taking up of the whole armor of God. It's the believer's responsibility to take the whole armor of God and to put it on. Remember, the purpose is so that you will be able, have power, to withstand or stand against the enemy in the evil day. And remember, the evil day is the day that the enemy comes with his wiles and tricks and strategies and attacks and temptations arrayed against you. And the last part of verse 13 says, "having done all to stand." Having done all is from two Greek words, meaning having worked out all things or having fully accomplished all. What we work out and fully accomplish is the taking up and the putting on of the whole armor of God, so that we will have the power of God resonant within us to actively stand against all of the wiles and the evil attacks of the devil. And as we have fully accomplished all, we're going to be able to actively stand victoriously. And then in verse 14, we begin to see the parts of the armor of God, where it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." The first part of the armor that we looked at in the last broadcast is having your loins girt about with the truth. Girt means to gird all around as a belt. Truth is the word of God. So this part of the armor is called the belt of truth. We pointed out from the Old Testament, where in 2 Samuel 22:40, it says, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle." And then in Deuteronomy 1:41, "He girded on every man his weapons of war." And in Psalm 65:6, "being girded with power." So in the Old Testament, there was a girding with strength to battle, a girding of the weapons of war, and a girding with power. And then we saw in the New Testament, Luke 12:35, that our loins are to be girded about and our lights burning. And in 1 Peter 1:13, we're to gird up the loins of our mind. So through the Word of God, we have strength, weapons of war, power, our lights burning, and our mind renewed to the truth. Now the loins are the area of the genitals, regarded as the seat of strength and generative or procreative power to bring things into being. And so we are going to speak God's Word that's going to bring these promises into being. So our loins girt about with the truth speaks of the word abiding within us, producing strength, power, spiritual weapons, and light that's going to bring forth the manifestation of God's power and life that's going to be birthed into being as you and I speak and act upon the word of God. The second part of the armor is having on the breastplate of righteousness. This verb, having on, literally means having put on. Again, it's this Greek root word enduo, to put on, or to clothe. The verb is in the middle voice, meaning that it is our responsibility to put on the breastplate of righteousness for our benefit. Now, the breastplate covers the heart. This speaks of getting God's word of righteousness into your heart and keeping it there. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17, righteousness was put on as a breastplate for the intercessor in repaying fury to God's enemies. And in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible says that we believe with our heart unto righteousness. The breastplate speaks of the word heard and received into our heart and believed unto righteousness. Righteousness refers to having a right relationship with God and also walking in line with righteousness, doing righteousness so we have right fellowship with the Lord, and obtaining our spiritual rights that belong to us in Christ, which are the promises of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, the Bible talks about putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Faith and love are a part of the breastplate. The word of faith in our heart is what we believe unto righteousness, and we speak forth to possess our spiritual rights in Christ that are the promises of God. The word of love in our heart causes us to walk in righteous fellowship with God. And as we believe and act upon the word of faith in our heart and continue to walk in line with the word of righteousness and the word of love, we maintain righteous fellowship with God. And as we keep this word in our heart, it results in us having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The third piece of the armor is listed as your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Greek word for shod is hupadeo, which means to bind under. And the Greek word for preparation is a word which means internal preparation or readiness. So with our feet, what do? We walk step by step. So this speaks of our steps are to be bound under with the gospel, which is the good news of the word of God, for a firm footing and foundation in our life. Now, this particular verb, shod, is in the middle voice, indicating again that it's our responsibility to be internally prepared to walk in the way of peace, and it will be for our benefit. So this piece of armor speaks of the Word of God within us, causing us to be internally prepared, ready to walk step by step in life with a firm footing and foundation that's going to result in us walking in the way of peace. And so this comes about by us studying and meditating and thinking on the Word of God so that we have the Word dwelling in us and we are prepared to walk in the paths of peace. You know, Luke chapter 1, verse 79 says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the light is the Word of God that's going to guide our feet step by step into the way that's going to bring peace in your life. So we see that this third part of the armor, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, is put on as we study, meditate, and think upon the Word of God so that it abides in us, being internally prepared and ready to walk step by step with firm footing and foundation upon the Word of God that will result in the believer walking in the way of peace. We're going to continue on the armor of God in the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I have a book offer available for you. I have written a book called How to Put on the Armor of God, and this is available for $3 postage paid. If you'd like to make an order, please call 602-279-5212. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.